Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
He saved my life, and at least on paper, he gave me a chance to fight for vindication.
He wasn't given a fair trial.
If I did what I did and I was an employee of anybody else, I'd have been canned the next day.
Under this president and this administration, we're going to defend the police.
All black lives should matter, and all lives should matter.
America better wake up.
Yeah, I would say so. Did you hear Roger Stone there? That's kind of blown up today. We're going to talk more about that coming up here just a little later. And also, Mark McCloskey was on with Tucker Carlson talking about people are trying to destroy lives. And that's often what they end up doing in these cases. I mentioned this earlier, but people out in Montana, we're talking about the McCloskey case. To me, when I was on vacation last week, it was just crazy. So glad you're back with us on this Tuesday morning in here along with Denise and Tricia and Sue. And we're going to get you through your Tuesday morning. You guys doing all right?
Yes, indeed.
Doing well. Glad to have you back.
Did you hear Dave Murray earlier talk about the fact that today we had the hottest day on record in Missouri, like back in the 1950s?
Yeah, what did he say, 115 degrees or something? Although it's going to be pretty close this week.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot week.
Doesn't look like it's letting up.
We're not getting in the hundreds yet, are we?
98, though, yeah, for the high. That's,
you know, a big shock for us. We got used to a week, my wife longer than that, of Montana weather where it was 70. You know, it might have gotten up in the 80s on some days. You couldn't tell because there's no humidity.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Heavenly up there.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend who just got back. She moved to Seattle and came in to pick up some things not too long ago. And as soon as she stepped out of the airport, she's like, whoa, forgot the humidity. Like, you don't realize when you're living in it.
How bad it is.
It's hot.
Yeah, it's true. And you kind of get spoiled by it. And then you have to come back to the sometimes oppressive humidity here in St. Louis, that's for sure. Hey, by the way, I mentioned this a second ago. The Mark McCloskey case, he and his wife are being vilified in the national media. He pointed out something in his interview with Tucker Carlson last night that I haven't had a chance to get to yet this morning, but I want to real quick before we get to our guest. I want you to hear his comments to Tucker last night regarding what would have happened to him in this case if he had not been self-employed? Like, he runs his own law firm. But the media has targeted this couple as some sort of outliers, some sort of radical gun-toting nuts. And he's convinced he would be out of a job if he wasn't self-employed. Go to Cut 17.
The traditional media is right behind the mob. I mean, we're not allowed to use that word anymore. The large crowd of angry people and are supporting these entities, which are, from my understanding, Marxists and oppose everything that I stand for. I hold dear and near. And we've gotten tremendous support from ordinary people. My phones and my emails are running about 90% positive now. We've gotten calls from all over the world. I got a nice letter from a lady in Ireland this morning congratulating us for taking a stand against the violence. And so I think the vast majority of Americans wish they could do something. The problem is that if nobody stands up and supports them, if the media blasts them, I'm self-employed. I mean, I own my own law firm. But what if I was an employee somewhere? If I did what I did and I was an employee of anybody else, I'd have been canned the next day. My family would have been canned. No one would ever get a job again. This is the kind of social pressure that keeps people from standing up and defending themselves.
That's right.
I think it's time for people to take a different stand, to actually stand up and have some risk. I mean,
yeah. Mark McCloskey there, local attorney, of course, made famous for standing out front of his house with an AR-15 and trying to defend his property. We're going to talk to John Schleifarth later this hour, about 7:35 this morning. He's a criminal defense attorney here locally. He helps defend people when it comes to, concealed carry cases and self-defense. And we're going to get his take on the fact that they're trying to prosecute the McCloskeys for what they did. We're going to get to all that and more coming up. Right now, though, let's get to Todd Pyro.
Traveling on the road, diners in Orlando, Miami, really manly. That has nothing to do with the conversation. I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. 3, 2, 1.
That'll hook.
All right. Todd Pyro, good morning, my friend. How are you?
What do you do in Montana? Do you fish?
I did. I went fly fishing in the Flathead River out there. It was fantastic.
Ooh, that sounds fun. Did you catch anything?
I did. I caught five trout. I caught a bullhead and a rainbow trout and two other species that they have out there in Montana. It was fantastic.
Do you catch and release, or are they in your belly right now?
It is mostly catch and release. I think you can keep the lake trout and maybe the rainbow. You can keep. There's two kinds of trout you can keep, but we didn't catch enough to really make a meal out of it anyway. So we just let them go.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by that area. Beautiful. It's God's country. Can I say that? Am I going to get in trouble?
You can. It's very, very true. I said earlier to Denise and Tricia that I met my people out there. I went to a rodeo, and it was fantastic. Just the display of patriotism and love of country, and these people are just salt of the earth. I loved being out there.
Nice. You know, it's your show. I probably should stop asking the questions, so I apologize.
No, feel free.
Mark Cox, I apologize. I'll stand down.
You should have seen me, man. I looked the part. I bought some chest waders, and I was out in the water.
Wow.
I was fly fishing. It was fantastic. I didn't catch a lot, but it was still better than work, right?
Were you wearing other clothes besides the chest waders, or were you there nude with just chest waders on? Because that's an image.
No.
I don't know if the people of St. Louis can handle this morning.
It's true. It's very true. It was cold, man. That water is glacier fed. It's you have to have something else on. You can't get away with your skivvies.
You're welcome. I create visual imagery. It's what I do.
It's true.
Sorry, ladies.
You're good at it. Todd, what's new with you, my friend?
Oh, you know, just trying to see the next thing that's going to get me fired. You know, I literally go into every newscast and say, okay, just don't say something that's going to get you fired. Just think about it. Just watch your tongue. But, you know, I am along those lines. I am happy to see the Goya response. I'm seeing people taking pictures of their Goya, you know, areas in their supermarkets, and they're decimated, which is a good thing. It shows that they're flying off the shelves, and that, you know, you can agree or disagree with President Trump, but you shouldn't punish Goya for, attending an Hispanic betterment event. I'm becoming a cranky old man.
It's not the first time we've seen this. Remember Hobby Lobby and anybody else, Chick-fil-A there for a while, when the Cathy family came out and said something positive about the president, immediately the left wants to boycott those items. Immediately there are calls to do that. And I was completely unfamiliar with Goya until this happened. In fact, I assume we can buy it here locally. I've never gone and looked for the products before, but I might have to.
They are they are a national brand. You know, if you're making tacos and you need beans, Goya is your go-to, or at least it is in this area. And so, you know, I mean, look, in my humble opinion, do canned beans taste the same no matter whose label's on the can? You betcha. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we should probably start sticking up for people who are sticking up for themselves, or at the very least, you know, not cowering to the mob.
We talk about the cancel culture all the time. And if you listen to that soundbite I played with Mark McCloskey earlier, the local attorney, right. He referred to it as the mob. I mean, think about that. He said, listen, I'm self-employed. I don't have to worry about getting fired. Now, obviously, I guess he's a defense attorney. I assume that people could choose not to use him as an attorney if they want to, but he's got a well-established law firm. But if he worked for company XYZ just as a regular old hourly employee, he thinks he might have been fired over all this.
And depending upon the company, that's probably true. You know, there's definitely, you've seen over the last couple of weeks, there's not a lot of intense thought process going into these decisions. If you're accused of doing something wrong, these companies get ready because they don't want to deal with it. Yeah. They don't want to deal with any part of it. And, you know, everybody's replaceable. And so they'd rather just not have to deal with the issue. And you know, you end up hurting yourself by virtue of the fact that you have stood up. And so he's very right. In addition, wasn't this guy, if I'm not mistaken, isn't he a registered Democrat?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, he's a trial attorney. So, probably most of them in St. Louis are registered Democrat. If you live in the city, your vote doesn't count unless you're a Democrat. Basically, right. There haven't been a Republican elected in the city of St. Louis in 60 years. So,
and it just shows you that that this cancel culture knows no bounds. I mean, look at what they did to. We talked about this last week while you were, you know, playing with the fish. But the Hamilton cancel culture. Look what they made. Hamilton. You don't get more liberal than the creator of Hamilton, and you know he's forced to fall on his sword. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, well, we see it over and over and over again. And then yesterday, I'm driving home. I'm traveling through the beautiful Midwest. I'm going through Iowa, all this stuff, listening to Fox News Radio at the top of the hour. And they announced that the Washington Redskins have caved. And they're getting rid of their mascot that they've had for years, the Redskin character. I guess they haven't picked a new name yet, have they? Any ideas for them there, Todd?
I have two responses to this. One's the legal and intelligent response is this is going to take some time because of all the trademark issues. You know, trademark is not a fast process. Just because you are in D.C., you represent the team of D.C., doesn't mean that things fly through the trademark and patent office because you want it to move fast. It's a slow process. That's my serious answer. The funny answer, remember when that lady was seen crying because President Trump was elected? She was just screaming at the top of her lungs. Yeah. You may even have the clip of it.
I probably do.
The funniest thing that I saw was the Washington Redskins old helmet with that lady on it screaming. Just sort of like a really good representation of where we are in society right now.
Boy, that's the truth. Somebody said that you're right. I hadn't thought about that. I'm so glad you brought that up. That they could decide tomorrow that they wanted to change the name to the Warriors or whatever the name may be, but they've got to go get a patent on that first, right? Basically, or a copyright?
Yeah. Trademark. I believe it's a trademark when it comes to this. I do have one idea, and this is, I think, the best idea I've come up with. I just thought of it. They should change their name to the Giants. That way, they combine the wins of the New York Giants and the Washington Giants, and then I could say, "Hey, my Giants won 9 games this year," and it'll be two teams because my team's not very good, but it would make me feel a lot better.
Well, yeah, exactly. We're long suffering Rams fans could appreciate that. Now that they're
gone, you might win more games than my Giants this year. Well, you might literally win more, and you don't have a team.
Yeah, true. Thank you. Yeah, maybe the Battle Hawks. That name should be available, right? Maybe they can just go to the Battle Hawks.
Oh, you know I get excited so much so that I begged you to put it in the open. But you know what you haven't put in the open? DVR me. I think we need to get DVR me in the intro. So I'm going to give you a nice little pause. Ready? DVR me. There we go.
Got it. Thank you, Todd. I'm on it.
People helping people.
See, if this wasn't radio, you could have seen her roll her eyes when you said that, Todd. That's the great thing about
We're live on Facebook. I could feel it.
But yeah, how are you guys doing with the crazy world that we've entered into?
We're doing fine. We've been debating this morning that whether the schools are going to open on time, and you know, talking about the fact that if you're a family with two working parents, what do you do if your public school decides to do distance learning in August? It's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, the first couple months of the experiment, according to every parent that I've spoken with, did not work out very well. And that was at the tail end of a year where you kind of know where you are in the curriculum. You know how much you have to finish off, blah, blah, blah. This is the start of a new school year, and it is right around the corner. I don't know about what they do in Missouri, but I know, like, in Atlanta, I've got friends in the Georgia area. My gosh, they start in, like, next week, okay?
Yeah,
so they need answers, and they need them soon.
Well, what about universities? Like, we were talking earlier, some schools are now rethinking having everybody back to campus in the fall. And this is something, again, I know that there has to be some consideration for the fact that these COVID numbers are spiking, but you also have to look at who it's affecting. And the college kids are not among that category. Maybe their professors are, but the kids on campus are not the ones where the health concerns are primary at this point. They get it. They might have a cough or a fever for a few days, and then they recover from it.
Two comments, one serious, one less so. The serious comment is, you know, college is not the same, much like high school is not the same, middle school, so on and so forth, if you are not there in the flesh. I mean, that is part of the college experience. Yes, you can do the book learning, but as we all know, the book learning is only part of the college experience. Now, this is sort of serious, even though I'm going to make it a joke. You know, college kids, you could help out by being less disgusting. Okay, I think that when I was in college, we had trimesters, so 10 weeks, 10 weeks, 10 weeks, as opposed to two 15-week chunks. I did not wash my sheets for that entire 10-week time. I put clean ones on day one, and on day 50, I took them off and brought them back home. That's gross. You know, now I obviously have a wife, and if I go in the bed and I have not showered before bed, those sheets are burned. They are burned. And so, you know, guys, mostly guys, but the girls too, be clean. Think if you were hygienic. Think if you didn't treat your fraternity house like the bottom of a garbage disposal. Maybe we'd have less sickness. Okay? That's my diatribe. Get the kids back to class. Clean your fraternity house.
Good advice.
2024.
Yeah, no kidding. It's advice that we could all take these days, that's for sure. Todd Pyro, thanks, my friend.
Always a pleasure. Welcome back.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you. Good to be back, although I wouldn't mind being in a trout stream again, I'll have to admit. That was a lot of fun.
I bet it was.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I fished in a lake so clear up on Glacier, in Glacier National Park. It was called Avalanche Lake. We hiked up there to this thing that I could even tell that I wasn't going to catch any fish because I couldn't see any. That's how clear the lake was. I threw a line in anyway just because it made me feel better. But you could see to the bottom of it, and I didn't see any fish. So it was beautiful. Helped me relax. Found my zen.
Everyone needs that. Yes.
Place.
But
right?
It's good that you had that time.
Yeah.
For sure.
Exactly. Hey, coming up, we'll talk to John Schleifarth for 2A Tuesdays, a criminal defense attorney, and he helps people who carry concealed or end up in a situation where they have to use their weapon. He helps defend them. He gives them advice. And I want to hear what he has to say about what's going on here locally with the McCloskeys over there in the Central West End and what happened when they used their guns to defend their private property. It's all coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I think what's really important for people to understand is that in Missouri...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Castle Doctrine is very expansive. And so this was not a public street. This was not a public, you know, right of way of any sort. I mean, this is private property. The gate was, you know, down into a private neighborhood. And according to the McCloskeys, you know, there's video everywhere. They told the folks coming through, this is private property. They have said that they were threatened. Their lives were threatened. People were going to kill them, their dog, and live in their house. And they are on their property. And again, that the Castle Doctrine allows you to defend yourself and your family and your home and your property.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Welcome back. We welcome in John Schleifarth today. He's a criminal defense attorney at JCS Law here in town over in the Webster area. And John, welcome into the show.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Yeah, great to get you on. And you also work with the U.S. Law Shield, is that correct?
I do. That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we've had Emily Turner on here before from U.S. Law Shield, and we've talked to her before about what you guys do, which is you're there as a sounding board, correct, to give advice to people who, for whatever reason, have had to use their concealed carry weapon to defend themselves.
Yeah, we field a lot of questions from our members. A lot of people call in with questions in advance, wondering what they should do in a certain situation. We also have an emergency hotline where members can reach us directly after an incident and get immediate legal advice.
Right, right. So, which brings me to what you heard the Attorney General Eric Schmidt talking about there with the case of Mark McCloskey and his wife over on Portland Place a couple of weeks ago. His point is that basically the Castle Doctrine is pretty expansive in this case. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, it's an interesting question. Generally, the advice that I give people is that based on Missouri's Castle Doctrine, if someone enters your home and they actually cross the threshold into your house, they're pushing open the door, climbing through a window, they're in your home, are you justified under the Castle Doctrine in using deadly force? And the answer to that is yes. Still, it's a defensive justification. If you shoot someone in the back as they're running out of your house, I think you're going to be in a really long court battle, and you could end up still being in legal jeopardy. The question in the McCloskey's case, I suppose, is, you know, outside of the house, in the yard, were they legally justified in displaying their firearms in what we might consider a defensive manner or an angry and threatening manner? And what I anticipate is that the circuit attorney's office is looking at this as an unlawful use of a weapon charge, that they would have displayed their guns in an angry or threatening manner in violation of the law. And then the question becomes, were they justified?
Right, right. John Schleifert is my guest this morning. He is an attorney and helps consult with people who have drawn their weapons or had to use their weapons for self-defense in this particular case. So you know, we've learned that the police have gone over and taken possession of the weapons that the McCloskeys used in this case. You know, visually, John, the image of Mrs. McCloskey pointing the gun at people made a lot of folks really uncomfortable, and I was critical of that choice. But simply holding a weapon on your front yard is, I would think, wouldn't normally get you in trouble if you had a crowd of 300 people who you've seen in other settings not that long ago, maybe not these exact people, but a crowd of protesters causing problems. Aren't you on good legal ground there to carry a gun on your front lawn?
I would anticipate that's what their defense is going to be. When I advise people as to when to use force, I normally advise you don't display that firearm unless you fully intend to use it. Okay. Otherwise, you can end up in a situation like this where you're arguing that you were acting in a defensive manner. The other people are saying, well, you know, we actually weren't going to hurt you. And so the question becomes, you know, was she in imminent threat that deadly force was going to be used against her? That would be the rule for the use of deadly force. Now, the McCloskeys didn't use deadly force. They just displayed the firearm. So where's the threshold then of reasonableness? Did they act in a reasonable manner to protect themselves and their property? Generally, you can't use deadly force to protect property. You have to use reasonable force to defend property. The Missouri courts haven't defined what reasonable force is, except that it's less than deadly force.
Right. Which is why I advise people all the time, as somebody who's a concealed carry license holder myself, that you have to, I know you can legally carry in this state now, if you're over the age of 19, I believe, without having to go get a concealed carry license. But going through that training teaches you things like this that you need to know that you otherwise might not understand.
Yeah, and I think that's very important. We do have the permitless carry law, but the training that comes from going and getting a concealed carry permit is extremely valuable, not only for protecting yourself from harm, but also protecting yourself legally and avoiding situations that, you know, even if you're found justified in the end, could bankrupt you in the process.
Wow. Boy, that is the truth, which is why what you folks do it for U.S. Law Shield is so important, right?
True.
So because people have an attorney they can call if they find themselves in a situation like that. So can you give me the website for that, John?
Yeah, let me pull that up.
USlawshield.com, I believe, is one of the websites, so that you have access to an attorney if you decide to conceal carry. And that's something that people can go online and find out more about. Listen, John Schleifert, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Happy to. Thank you.
Yep. Good to have you on. He is with he has his own law firm there, JCS Law, JCSAttorney.com, the website if you want to find out more about that. So basically he's saying, you know, they're going to get a good defense attorney, I'm sure, who's going to go in to court and make this argument that, as the McCloskeys have said, they physically felt threatened by what was going on. But you can't use your weapon just to defend property, which I think is the important point of what John's making here. The McCloskeys have said they felt physically and personally threatened in this case? And how do you prove that they didn't? And if Kim Gardner decides to go down this road, people need to stand up in the city of St. Louis, because your rights are being stripped away from you slowly right in front of your eyes. What say you? 314-241-9797. We'll get to your phone calls. My friend Chris Arps is going to join us in the next hour. Stay tuned.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, in case you missed it, yesterday, former Missouri Governor Greitens ran to the aid of a couple of guys. Now, both of them ended up dying, but they got shot outside of a restaurant there off of North Grand. And he happened to be in there eating a pizza and went outside to try to render aid to these folks. If you missed the story, we'll talk more about it a little later and let you hear from the governor. I want to get back to this issue of stand your ground and what the McCloskeys did there on Portland Place. Let me get to Dustin on line two. Dustin, good morning.
Yeah, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I was confused on what you just said, about the stand your ground. And if somebody, you have to physically feel threatened or in fear for your life to draw your weapon. Well, if somebody's breaking into my home or they're on my property, going to break into my home, I'm going to draw my weapon. And, so if they tell me, oh, we're not going to hurt you, we're just going to take your stuff, I have to put it away and say, okay, go ahead? I mean, that doesn't seem right to me.
No, I think if you're talking about what the attorney said, he said that you can't use your weapon to protect your physical property is what I understood him to say. Now, I'm not an attorney.
Exactly.
That's why I had him on.
Right, exactly.
If somebody breaks into your house and they're stealing your stereo, you probably have a right to stop them. Does that give you a right to shoot them? Unless physically threatened.
Isn't that exactly what the McCloskeys were doing, was protecting their property? Yeah, the people weren't in their home yet, but...
I support what the McCloskeys did completely.
100%.
Couple of things happened there. They stepped out onto their front lawn with their weapons, and nobody bothered them. Nobody approached them. Had they been standing out there without any sort of protection, that could have been a really ugly scene. That's how I look at it.
I mean, it was private property. So they were already on private property. They weren't just walking down a public street. They had already entered private property by the time they got to that lawn.
And Dustin, there were also people in the crowd with weapons.
Exactly. I appreciate you taking the call. I was just confused on what he was saying there about having to be in fear for your life. I'm like, wait a minute, that can't be right. So
yeah, that's
where I was coming from.
All right. Well, Dustin, I appreciate the call. Yeah, I support what the McCloskeys did, and I support their reason for doing it, and the fact that I believe they had reason to fear for their safety. And who knows what would have happened if they hadn't walked out there like that? Who knows? Maybe the crowd just would have passed by. I don't know. But had they gone out and tried to get in an argument or the back and forth you heard between them and the crowd, and they hadn't had their weapons, who knows what would have happened? They were on their property. That's why I wanted to have the attorney on to talk about the some of the individual laws that he's an expert on and I'm not. We'll get to Chris Arps coming up in the next hour. Stay tuned.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.